219. BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
Now, at the end of last year, government inspectors criticised almost every aspect of Lincoln Prison. There were fears the jail could close. The only positive was a construction workshop to help offenders find work on release. Now, a new report is due next month, and it's hoped the success of the course will stave off threats to the prison's future. BBC Radio Lincolnshire's Martin Slack spent an afternoon behind bars to see the scheme at work.
Put your arms out for me. Thank you very much.
Here, behind the towering walls of Lincoln's Victorian prison, inmates are going back to college. They're learning skills, including decorating and joinery, to help them build a new life on the outside. Carl Sartre's one of their tutors.
Most of the guys that come down here want to do it, so they are well behaved, they do a good job, they try hard, they're focused for what make a better future for themselves. Not many prisoners enjoy being in prison. They don't want to come back here, so we're trying to get better themselves to get out and get a job, even if it's better themselves so they can do their own house up, so they can look after the children and give the children nice bedrooms, and to be able to do these bits, they can't afford decorators coming, so they've got to be able to do them themselves. It adds up to good life skills and good practice in the future either way.
How did you get involved?
I was working on a girl's job, and I was offered it just completely out of the blue while I was on the job. Someone had told me about a project. I liked the idea of a project, so I decided to take it up, and I stopped doing what I was doing in the decorating world.
So shall we go through now to the joinery class? Is it that next door?
Yeah, joinery's through there.
What are the guys doing in here?
Right, we're doing about face marks, so we're marking out the wood, ready to cut it properly. They'll then do a butt joint, make it all together. Again, this is a 5-week course. By the end of this course, we can make little frames, picture frames. Those that exceed a little bit further have gone to make tables, like one in the corner over there. So it gives them good skills for the future. And if we want to make kids' toys, if we want to do little bits of repairs at home, they'll learn that between here and building crafts. They learn to put on skirting boards, door frames, doors. But in here, it's basically just the joints to tie in together the pieces of wood to build up the project. Building crafts is the last classroom. It gives them a 5-week course. It'll be a week laying out bricks, so we'll learn the British bond, English bond. Then there'll be a week doing plastering, so we'll put the boards on, we'll put the stud work up first, then put the boards on, then we'll plaster the boards. Then on top of the boards, we'll put a bit of skirting board, a bit of dado rail, then we'll paint it all to make it all look nice, as if it was somebody's living room wall. So we'll learn to basically put the full wall into place of a studded wall in 5 weeks' time.
Martin Slack reporting there. Well, Steve Gelder is the managing director of the Gelder Group, which provides these courses. Thanks for being here, Steve. You've just signed a new 12-month contract for providing these courses. Why is it that it is successful, do you think?
I think it's probably because it's a large employer running the courses as opposed to a college. I mean, we're in partnership with Milton Keynes College, but I think the certificate means a little bit more to prisoners because it is actually from an employer. We don't have any issues with the prisoners on our courses. They're all very well behaved and all quite keen to learn.
Why did you want to get involved in this in the first place?
Oh, it's quite a long story, but we run a school for kids that have been expelled from all schools, and that brought us into contact with the prison. And it was the previous governor that had a new training academy built, and we got chatting about that, and before we knew it, we were running the construction courses in there.
And how has it gone? You know, have there been any challenges?
Yeah, well, you've got to understand that when we got involved, we'd been running these courses for a few months and it all seemed to be going quite well, and then suddenly we was in the middle of an Ofsted and prison report. Now, inspection. Now, we'd never been to an Ofsted report, and neither at a prison inspection. And these drilled down into every area, and we came out with outstanding, so we was really happy with what we'd done. But then we found out that there's large areas of prison that was that got a really bad report, and then the worry was that the prison was going to shut. So that's how we came in, got and involved in it all.
Do you think this success story will help?
Oh, without doubt. I mean, we got an outstanding, so the idea is we're going to have to try and get another outstanding to keep our standards up. We won't be able to keep the prison open on our own, but there's a new governor being brought in. I was down the prison on Monday. I go down there probably once every 2 months, And you can just feel that the standards have lifted in the prison, and the staff seem a lot happier. The new governor has given them a lot more direction. And I would think that the report, well, I'll be gobsmacked if the report is not, it does not move the prison well up the league from where they are at the moment.
Now, obviously, these practical courses are meant to try and help get prisoners into employment after they're released from prison. Has that actually happened yet?
Yeah, I can't really name the names, but we had a few local companies. I mean, the thing is with Gelder Group, we have a pull on our supply chain and things like that. So we've lined a few prisoners up with a few local companies, and we've had a few successes. The fact that what we've also done is we have boardroom facilities within the prison, so we've encouraged a few of our supply chain to have their board meetings in there, and then we give them that for nothing, but in return we ask for two prisoners to have half an hour to explain how they ended up in jail and try and make a connection to these companies. If a prisoner's got a job to go to when he leaves prison, there's only something like a 10% chance, or if he has a mentor, there's only a 10% chance that he'll reoffend. If he hasn't, that goes up to something like 70%.
Wow.
So, and why is that important? Well, the fact is it costs the taxpayer around £45,000 a year to keep a prisoner locked up. So it's much better that they're meaningfully employed than end up back in prison.
And have you taken any graduates on?
Yeah, well, we did just talk about this. We've actually took a lad on yesterday, and I knew nothing about it until he was brought up to me. And he'd been through our programme last year, actually, and he's now been released. And he'd applied for a job at our place, and they got him in. And, I felt really pleased for him, actually. He's 24 years old. He really needs this opportunity. And we'll see how he does. But I was quite pleased to see the scheme had come full circle, and even more so that I didn't know anything about it. Mm. So I didn't put any pressure on anyone. The guy got a few qualifications, brought his certificate down, and just timing was right for him, really.
Are there any cases where no matter what you do, it just doesn't work?
Yeah, I mean, this is a prison after all. You know, so you're going to get people in there that just need to be locked up, but you get some other people in there who have just got themselves the wrong side of the line. I was so right wing before I got involved in the prison that I just thought they should be locked up for life, and I was like 80% of the population. But when you go in there, it is such a sad place, and there's a lot of mental illness. There's a lot of people. You could throw a net over Lincoln High Street, and that is the type of people you get in there. It's just not what I expected.
But have people reoffended? Have inmates, who've gone through the course, do some still fall through the net?
The course is not going to stop people reoffending. The course is going to give prisoners a better opportunity of gaining full employment. And if they get employment, that's really what makes the big difference about them reoffending, because they don't end up on the streets, basically, because they end up getting a job.
Do you know of any cases where there has been an issue of reoffending when they've gone through the course, though?
Yeah, we've seen some of the same prisoners come back in. But, what happens, they go out. It's really the probation and Lincoln Action Trust work closely with the prisoners. But there are, you know, some of these guys fall through the net. They come out there, and then before you know it, they can't get a job, they can't get a flat, they end up being homeless, they go in Tesco's and nick a bottle of gin. And, of course, they've just come out of prison, they find themselves straight back in prison, so...
Which must be a bit disappointing. But you're quite hopeful then for the future of both this course and this course helping the future of the prison.
Yeah, the prison's hugely important. I didn't realise just how important. I think it's about £40 million to the local economy. If we don't have a prison, we won't have a court. So if we don't have a court, we won't have the judges and that, and some of the big solicitor firms that are in Lincoln won't be here. And I think someone's worked it out, it's about £25 million to keep it open. Now, all the signs are... I mean, we'll see how the report goes, but I'm very confident... There's been massive support throughout. There's a cross-party support, there's a prison development group now, the local community's heavily involved in the prison, and this wasn't as much the case just over a year ago, but the report was certainly a wake-up call, because we could have lost the prison. I I'm more on the side of we won't lose the prison at the moment, but let's see what the report says.
Well, Steve Gelder, thank you very much for talking to us. Steve Gelder, Managing Director of the Gelder Group, who have provided these construction courses for inmates.
Nicola Gilroy on BBC Radio Lincolnshire.